Smoking. There are several facts to smoking. First, smoking is bad for you. Second, everyone knows it's bad for you, but many people still smoke. I will cover two aspects of smoking. First, we will learn about asking for a cigarette. And second, we will learn about what people say about smokers and the conversation that takes place between non-smokers and smokers. First, let's talk about smokers. There is not much you need to know except how to ask for a cigarette. What else are you going to say? Do you have an extra cigarette? May I have a cigarette? Can I have a cigarette? Sometimes you can ask while giving a reason. Can I get a cigarette from you? I just ran out. I forgot my smokes at my house. Do you have an extra one? There are other terminologies you can use. Can I bum a cigarette from you? Can I bum one of those? Do you have an extra cigarette I can bum? I need a cigarette. Can you help me out? Bum is another way of saying beggar. In essence, you are admitting that you are a bum for asking. Although the meaning can sound pretty serious, many people use this term to be polite. Answering these questions is pretty simple. If it's a friend, then you don't even need to say anything. Just pull out the pack of cigarettes and hand your friend a cigarette. But here are some other things you can say. Sure. I think I have a spare. Here you go. If you are sitting at a coffee shop, you can put it on the counter and say, no need to ask, just help yourself. If you don't have any more, then you can say, sorry, I just ran out. This was my last one. I bummed this one off another person. Or if it's a stranger walking by, you can ignore them and keep walking without saying anything, although this could be rude. Smoking, non-smoking areas. Smoking and non-smoking areas. Currently in America, many states are banning indoor public smoking. That means no smoking in bars, restaurants, or any other place that is deemed public. California is an example of a state that implemented this rule, but there are still places where smoking is permitted. Here are some questions you might find useful. Is this a non-smoking establishment? Do you have a smoking section here? Is smoking allowed? Where's the smoking section? Is there a designated smoking area? At a bar or a smoking place, if you need an ashtray, you can say, can I have an ashtray? If you have one and need another one, simply say, can I have another ashtray? If you are smoking in an area that is a non-smoking area, you might hear people say the following. If you are a non-smoker, then you could learn this to say to others that are smoking in a non-smoking area. This is a non-smoking area. There's no smoking in this area. This is a non-smoking establishment. There's no smoking in the airport. Smoking is only allowed in the bar area. You cannot smoke here. Can you please go to the bar or outside to smoke? Responding to these can be done with a simple, I'm terribly sorry. I'll take this to the smoking area. Sorry, I didn't know I was in a no-smoking area. I'll move right away. The easiest way is just to apologize and leave immediately with a sorry. Smoking, quitting, and general statements. If you are in a hotel getting a room, the clerk might ask you, would you like a smoking room or a non-smoking room? If you hate the smell of smoke and they do not ask, you can verify what type of room it is by asking, can you make sure it's a non-smoking room? Is this going to be a non-smoking room? While smoking, you will sometimes talk about smoking. If that's the case, you can ask these types of questions. How long have you been smoking? Have you been smoking long? Have you ever tried to quit smoking? Comments you can say while smoking with someone. Smoking is so bad, but it feels so good. I've been smoking for 10 years. I tried to quit a couple of times. It's really hard. I heard some comments from people justifying cigarette smoking. There was a 90-year-old man who smokes one pack a day and drinks one bottle of soju a day, and he is very healthy. He's been doing it for over 60 years. I only smoke when I'm with friends. I only smoke when I'm drinking. I can quit anytime I want. There is just no need to right now. The best way to quit is cold turkey. Cold turkey is a terminology used to completely stop without any help with things such as nicotine gum or nicotine patches. There are a lot of aids to help you stop smoking. I heard hypnosis is pretty good. I quit for 3 months last year. I used the patch to help stop the cravings. Smoking. Asking for light and hate smoking. When you don't have a lighter or matches, do not ask for fire. That is a common mistake. Instead, ask for a light. Do you have a light? Can I borrow your lighter? Can I use your matches? If you catch someone smoking, like your kid or your significant other, you can say, "Have you been smoking? Is that smoke I smell? Who taught you how to smoke? Where did you get those cigarettes? I saw you smoking yesterday. You smoke, don't you?" Finally, for people who do not like smoking, here's a section on communicating your disgust with smoking. "I hate smoking. It smells so bad and hurts my throat. I don't like that club because it smells like smoke in there. It is way too smoky in the bar. It's a little stuffy with smoke in here. I'm going outside to get some fresh air." Have you ever kissed a smoker? You can taste the smoke. It's disgusting. "I get a headache when I'm around smoke." Secondhand smoke is a term used for non-smokers breathing the smoke from smokers. So if you are a non-smoker and you are in a bar, the air you are breathing is basically secondhand smoke. I heard that secondhand smoke is just as bad for you as smoking. Secondhand smoke can give you health problems too. Children who grow up breathing secondhand smoke have greater health risks growing up. I don't mind secondhand smoke. I got used to it over the years.